Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masechet Megillah Daf Chaf and Mebeis. The Gemara is discussing all the things that need yom, top of the amud v'kulan chasim shol and a mashacha yatzah. The Mishnah says that aleis hashachar is already yom. Neitzacham is a din lechatchila because you might make a mistake, like Rashi says. And the Gemara says minan emili. How do we know that aleis hashachar is yom? Rashi says misvoyim. Yom would be from Neitzachama, from sunrise. So Gemara brings the pasuk V'yikol Kim La'ar Yom L'meir Bakar Yom. As soon as it starts getting light, it's called Yom. You don't have to wait till Neitzachama to be Yom. That the Yom starts by Meir Bo when it starts getting light. But that the Gemara says it can't be. Ela Me'ata V'l'chayshach Kar Laila L'machshach U'bar Kar Laila. You're going to say L'chayshach Kar Laila means when it starts getting dark, it becomes night. A Kaimelon that says Sekacham Lav Laila. That until Tzeisek HaChavim, it's not night. Or Tzeisek Garis V'Kaimlund, Im Tzeisek HaChavim Laylahum. That light, night comes by Tzeisek HaChavim, not when it starts getting dark. So Mar brings another pasuk because it says, V'nachnu Eisim Malacha, V'alais HaShachat Tzeisek HaChavim. And it says, V'ayelanu Alayla L'mishma Yem L'malacha, V'ayistayis, the Yem, which is the Malacha, is from V'alais HaShachat Tzeisek HaChavim, a pasuk in Ksuvim. So Tzeisek asks a kasha. We have a sugya in Shabbos which discusses when Bein HaShemashis is. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishatishka Achama, until Hichsif Ha'elyain V'Hishvil HaTachdain is Bein HaShemashis. Hichsif Ha'elyain V'Hishvil HaTachdain, that's when Laila is. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Bein HaShemashis Karavayim, it's afterwards, and that's when Laila is. In fact, Taisis Akasha, what's this Machlekesh of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? If Ad Seisik Echavim is Lav Lailahu, so just say Tzeisek HaChavim. Now Taisus in Masechet Shabbos is also this. It's really two questions. One question is what's the machloikis of Yehuda and Abesi? They both should agree that till Tzeisek HaChavim is Yom and afterwards is Laila. And the second question is what's the suffix of Bein HaShemashis? Bezunda the suffix according to Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara says is as much as Gimel Revoi Mil, 3/4 mil is a suffix. Why? If it's Tzeisek HaChavim, it's Laila. If it's not, it's not Laila. What's Bechlal the Suffolk? What's Bechlal the Machlekes? That's the Kasha. Taisa's answers, the Yesh Leim Adaf Vishir Tzeisek HaChavim Yesh Kilek, Sheik HaChavim Nirim B'yayim. The Shir of Tzeisek HaChavim is also a Chilek Sheik HaChavim Nirim B'yayim, which doesn't explain so well what he means, but in other places he explains more, like in Shabbos Neflam and Hey, that the Tzeisek HaChavim, which HaChavim? There's all types of kechavim that come out at different times. So Tzeisek kechavim doesn't really tell us when night is. Because we don't know which kechavim. The machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is, which, in other words, the suffix of Rabbi Yehuda and the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is, which kechavim are called the kechavim that you need for Tzeisek kechavim. Now Tzeis there in Psachim asks another kasha, because there's a Gemara, it says in Shabbos, I mean, Daf Lamedei asks another kasha, because the Gemara in Psachim, and Tzadik Aleph says that Tzeisek HaChavim is Dalad Mil after Shkiyah Sachama. And Taisus there, this is the famous Rebbeinu Tam, and Taisus there says that the Dalad Mil after Shkiyah Sachama means the Shkiyah Rishayna, what we call Shkiyah, the sunset. And the Gemara that says that Bein HaShemashis starts Mishatishka HaChama, that's not Shkiyah Sachama, that's sometime later. And there's only 3/4 mil between Mishatishka HaChama and Laila, which the Gemara here says is Tzeisek HaChavim. So Taisus also asked the Kasha that what's the suffix of Bein HaShemashis? Why don't we just use the shear of Dalad Mil? Dalad Mil, the Gemara says clearly in Sachem, the Dalad Mil is Tzeisek HaChavim. So even if we don't know which Kechavim are which, but how about the shear of how long it takes a person to walk 4 mil? So Taisus says that also is something which is not clear. How long does it take a person to walk 4 mil? Different people walk different. We don't know exactly who the Adam Beinoni is that walks 4 mil. So that sheet is that tesis. So it's interesting. It's clear in this tesis, as well as the tesis in Psachim, that there is no way to tell when night is by looking at the sky and seeing the kechavim, because that's good for the suffix. That's good for the machlekes. Which kechavim are which? As they state in tesis. There's also no way by measuring an amount of time after shkia, because tesis says that dal mil is also, that's also good for the suffix good for the machlekes. So everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that Tzeisek HaChavim is night and before Tzeisek HaChavim is day. And everyone agrees that Tzeisek HaChavim occurs Dalad Mil after Shkia Rishayna, after the Shkia, and before that it's Dei Vadai. And what's the whole Machlokes? What's the whole Suffolk? What's Bein Hashmashos? What's the Machlokes of Rabbi Yosi? They're arguing, what is Tzeisik Echavim? Or the Mesupik, what is Tzeisik Echavim? Which Echavim? The Mesupik, what is Dalad Mil? So Kumdais, what do they know? In other words, what's the reference point that we have to know when Bein Hashmashos starts and when Bein Hashmashos ends? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Mishatishka Hachama, that's the reference point, which is sometime much later than Shkiyas Hachama, and Hichsef Italian, Attack of Hichsef Elyon, that's Laila, and shortly after that, there's a Herif Ayin, which is Bein Hashmashos, according to Rabbi Yosi. I don't think we understand those Shirim at all. When is Tishka Hachama? When is Hichsef Attack of Hishmael Elyon? I don't think we have a clarity in what that is. But this is what Taisa says, that the Gemara had that clarity, but as far as looking and seeing when Seisa Kechavim is by looking at Kechavim, or as far as figuring it out by the Dalad Mil, that's impossible, Taisa. That's Gufa de Machlokes. Now, it's a major problem, because the guy in Esther's Kasha, because the Shulchan Aruch says how much a mil is, and it comes from the Gemara Msachim, but the Gemara Msachim is discussing there that the amount of time it takes the day to walk an entire day is 40 mil, and four of those mil are between Shkia Sechama and Seisa Kechavim, and four of those mil are between Aleisa Shacha and Eisa Chama. Now, there's actually two pshatim in the Gemara. One is the way we said it now, that the entire day from Aleisa Shacha until Seisa Kechavim is 40 mil. And four of those mil are between Aleisa Shacha and Eisa Chama, and four of those mil are between Shkia Sechama and Seisa Kechavim. So, kum dais, between Neitz Hachama and Shkiyas Hachama is actually 32 mil. That's how Rashi learns the shot. If you can go that way, you'll make a cheshbon, that's 12 hours. So 32 mil is 12 hours, so we'll come at that 4 mil and are exactly an hour and a half. And that's one way to learn the Gemara. The other way is the Gayan's way, where the Maskanis HaGemara, the 40 mil are between Neitz Hachama and Shkiyas Hachama, and there's an additional 4 mil between Aleisa Shachar and Neitz Hachama, and an additional 4 mil between Shkia Sechama and Seisa Kechavim. So that would come out that 12 hours is not 32 mil, 12 hours is 40 mil. And if that's true, so 4 mil will come out to 72 minutes. I don't want to go into the Cheshbainis B'Pratis, but that's how it comes out. So that's the Gain's Kasha. So what do you mean they don't know how much a mil is? The Gemara is very clear what percentage of the day 4 mil is. Whether you learn it's an eighth or a tenth, those are the two pshatim in the Gemara, but it's very clear how much that is. Falkopanim, why Taisa not going with it, we don't know. But Taisa is very clear in Shabbos that we don't know how much a mil is, and fakert. Seisa Kechavim is, the Shbein HaShmashis is, whatever is before 4 mil, it's Vaday Yayim, whenever it's after 4 mil, it's Vaday Laila, and Shbein HaShmashis is the time that we're Mesupik, if it is or it isn't 4 mil. So to say that there's a shear of 72 minutes or 90 minutes after Shkia won't stem with Taisus. Taisus says we don't know how much 4 mil is. There's another derech, the Ramban, which goes like this, which the Ramban answers Taisus' kasha, that comes out from the Ramban, different than Taisus. Taisus' kasha again was, Taisus here in Megillah, and in Shabbos Lamed Hey. If the Gemara says, At Seisa Kechavim Lailahi, so what's Bein Hashmashos? What's the Machlokes of Huna and Yosi? What's the Suffolk of Bein Hashmashos? If it's before Seisa Kechavim, it's Vaday Yayim. If it's after Seisa Kechavim, it's Vaday Laila. So the Ramban is very clear in Teiris HaAdam, Rabbi Yosi holds Seisa Kechavim is Laila. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not. This Gemara Taka is not Mashman away. This Gemara says it as a Stam. HaKaimel HaNat Seisa Kechavim Lailahu. We're not Kaimel and Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara brings it from a Pasuk. But that's what the Ramban holds. And that's another way to answer the question. So, Lefi the Ramban, you can answer Taisa's question very simply. Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds Seisa Kechavim is Laila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no such thing Seisa Kechavim is Laila. When is Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure. Mishatishka Achama, it already could be Laila. When it's Hichsif, it's already Vaday Laila. Shortly after that, Rabbi Yosi says, Bein Hashmashos Karif Ayin, and that's Seisa Kechavim, and that's Laila even according to Rabbi Yosi. So according to the Ramban, we could say that we are Bekiyim Bekechavim. We could also say that we are Bekiyim in the Shir Mil, like we explained. So according to the Ramban, it would make sense to say that Vayinish Mashiach starts according to Rabbi Yehuda 3.25 mil after Shkia, because the Gemara in Sachem says there's 4 mil between Shkia and Tzeis HaKachavim. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShmashis is 3.25 mil, Mishatishka HaChama, which is different than Shkia according to Bein HaTarim, and Ramban is going that way. And the Mela, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Simon Reish Samach Aleph, that Bein HaShmashis starts 3.25 mil after Shkia Sachama, and Bein HaShmashis ends 4 mil after Shkia Sachama. But that's the Ramban's Mahalach. Taisus' Mahalach says that we don't know when 4 mil is. Bein HaShmashis starts when we think it might be 4 mil, and Bein HaShmashis ends when we know for sure it's 4 mil, but you can't say it starts 3.25 mil. Because it's definitely before 4 mil is definitely Yom, after 4 mil is definitely Laila, and the question is, how much is it under Bein HaNiwok? That's what Taisus says. Also, you can't say that Bein HaShmashis starts 3/4 mil before Tzeis HaKechavim. Because if it's before Tzeis HaKechavim, it's definitely Yom. If it's after Tzeis HaKechavim, it's definitely Laila. And the Shaila, the Bein HaShmashis, means when I think it might be Tzeis HaKechavim, till I know for sure it's Tzeis HaKechavim. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim, I think, are all going with their Ramban, not with Taisus. Because they say, Shulchan Aruch says Bein HaShmashis starts 3.25 mil after Shkia and ends 4 mil after Shkia. And the Shulchan Aruch says Tzeis HaKechavim as a reference point. Shulchan Aruch all over says Laila is Tzeis HaKechavim. You go outside and look to see if there's 3 Kechavim. You shouldn't be saying Mechabeninim, you should wait for Ketanim. But clearly, we're Bekiyim B'Kechavim, we're using Kechavim, and then Bein HaShmashis is starting 3/4 mil before Tzeis HaKechavim. But this is all the fear of Bein Utam, that Shkia Sachama, which the Shulchan Aruch goes with, that Shkia Sachama is not when Bein HaShmashis starts. Bein HaShmashis starts later, Mishatishka HaChama, and goes to Lichsif, and then you have the Cheshbon the way we described it, that according to Taisvis, those are the only 2 reference points the Gemara knows about. And as far as using Mil, or using Tzeis HaKechavim, that's Gufa the Machlokes in the Safik. And we have the Ramban that says, okay, that Tzeis HaKechavim Mami is only according to Rabbi Yasi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's earlier. So Tzeis HaKechavim we know for sure is Laila. We know what Tzeis HaKechavim is. Bein HaShmashis is because maybe even before Tzeis HaKechavim is Laila. But there's other sheet, that the sheet that's in the Gra, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, that he holds that there is no two Shkia. In other words, the Shkia Sachama of Shabbos and Mishatishka Achama of Mishatishka Achama of Shabbos is the same as Shkia Sachama. But the Gemara in Sachem, Daf Tzadik Dalet, is not discussing Laila. He says that Tzeis HaKechavim of the Gemara in Sachem, Daf Tzadik Dalet, which is Dalet Mil after Shkia, that's Tzeis Kol HaKechavim. That corresponds to Alois HaShachar, and that's when it's completely dark, there's absolutely no more light left. But that's not Laila. Laila is much earlier. Laila is might say it's Gimel Kechavim. Now the Gaon really says it on his own, but there's a Tshuvas Maral Malshaka which came earlier, which says that the Gaonim hold that way, of Shira Gaon, of High Gaon. That's why it's called the Shitas HaGaonim. And according to the Gaon, I think also it's mistarbit to say that this Ad Seis HaKechavim Yamamihi goes specifically according to Rabbi Yasi. See, the Gaon explains also, what's the Bein HaShmashis Keherif Ayin of Rabbi Yasi? Which, it's Mavur in the Gemara and the Rishayim, that there's a specific Herif Ayin that's Bein HaShmashis. What is it? He says like this, the Gemara says, Keichav Echad Yayim, Shnayim Bein HaShmashis, Shloish HaLayla. When there's 1 star, it's still day. When it's 2 stars, it's already Bein HaShmashis. When it's 3 stars, it's night. He says, that price that the Gaon says is going specifically according to Rabbi Yasi. So I understand it like this, that what's the suffix according to Rabbi Yasi? Tzeis HaKechavim, does that mean 2 Kechavim or 3 Kechavim? If it's 1 Kechav, that's certainly not Tzeis HaKechavim. If it's 2 Kechavim, so maybe Mi Kechavim Shnayim. Or maybe Kechavim for some reason means 3 Kechavim. So 2 Kechavim is already Bein HaShmashis, and 3 Kechavim is Laila. But how long does it take between 2 Kechavim and 3 Kechavim? Kerefayin. That's the Herefayin that's Bein HaShmashis according to Rabbi Yasi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I would assume it's nothing to do with Tzeis HaKechavim. When the sun sets, that's not Tzeis HaKechavim. That's Shkia Sachama. And that already is a Safek Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the Gaon, also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Seisa Kechavim is not Laila. Laila could be already from Shkia Sechama, and then 3/4 of a minute later, it's dark enough that it's Vada Laila according to Behuda. Sometime after that, it's 3 Kechavim, and then it's Laila according to Rabbi Yossi. That's the Sugya according to the Gaon. And now we're going to discuss the Sugya of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Tais on the bottom of the Amud, where the Mishnah says, Kala Laila is Kasha L'Ksiras HaOmer. Cutting of the Omer could be done the entire night. And Taisha says that this is a Stam Mishnah, that cutting of the Omer cannot be done by Yom. And who would then Sfiras HaOmer, which is a Sfiras HaOmer, which is a Hekesh to Ksiras HaOmer. So if Ksiras HaOmer can't be done by Yom, so who would then Sfiras HaOmer cannot be done by Yom? That's what Taisha says. And Taisha brings from Ben Tam, Imshach HaVarach B'lai Lo Yevarach B'Yom. You don't make Sfiras HaOmer b'yayim because the Stam Mishnah is that Sfiras HaOmer has to be by night. Even though it's a Stam Mishnah Menachis that Niksa b'yayim Kasher b'diavad, and then you would say that Sfir also would be Kasher b'yayim, but this Stam is better. That's what Taisus holds. He brings the Bahag, he brings it that you could be Meina without a Bracha the next morning. In other places, like the Rishash mentions, the Bahag says Stam, he could be safe b'yayim, even with the Bracha, because he is Saimich on the Stam Mishnah Menachas, that Mikniksa b'yayim is Kasher. Also, the Rosh and the Ran at the end of Sachem also bring from the Bahag the Yemayna b'bracha, and we have that in our Bahag. Our Bahag has that, the Nilchas Atzeres, and the Turin Simon Tav Peites also brings that the Bahag holds, you could be safe b'layla with the Bracha. So it's a Machlaikis, and L'chayda Machlaikis is one Machlaikis. How do we pass in L'gabik Tzirus Aymer? The Gemara, the Mishnah here says Ksiris Hayim has to be by night. The Mishnah Menachah says Ksiris Hayim is Kasha by day. Shail is who we pass like. Taisa says that this Stam Mishnah is better. The Mahag says the other Stam Mishnah is better. At least that's how the Mahag is brought in Taisa Menachah and in the Rosh and the Ran Seif Sachem. That's how Mahag is by us and in the Torah. The Maisha Rishaynim, the Rosh, the Ran, and the Mordechai here, the Rosh and the Ran are Seif Sachem, say that because we have a Machalikish Rishaynim, Halachal Lamaisi, you should count by day without a bracha. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tav Pei Tetziv Zayin. Now the Briski Rav in Menachas asks in Chesanta Shaila. He says, the Gemara in Menachas learns out that the Ksir is Belaila from Sfira. Because, how do you know Sfira is Belaila, the Gemara there says? Because of Tmimais. Tmimais teaches you that Sfira has to be Belaila. Because if Sfira would be B'yayim, it wouldn't be called Tmimais, it would be missing. That's the Raya that Sfira is Belaila. So the Briski Rav is bothered Mimanavshach. He said, I would learn the Gemara that the Gemara is just a raya that the Sfira starts by night. That you can't say the Sfira starts by day because if a Sfira starts by day, so then that's a Ksarana Tumim. So that's not 49 complete days if you didn't start the Sfira by night. The first day wasn't a complete day. But once the Sfira starts by night, Mimanavshach. If Tmimus means you have to count in the very beginning, so even if you're 5 minutes late, you already don't have Tmimus. Elamai, Tmimus means as long as the Sphere starts by the beginning of the night, that's called Tmimus. So why do you have to count by night? It doesn't say in the Torah anything about night. So on the Gemara, it's not Shver. The Gemara says that from Tmimus you learn that the Sphere is by night, that can mean the Sphere starts by night. Because if it doesn't start by night, so the night's not part of the Sphere, it's not Tmimus. But on the Shenim, it's Shver. How could the Rishonim say that you're not Yetzer by day? The whole reason why you're not Yetzer is because of Tmimais. Mimanavshach. If when you don't count at the very beginning of the time the counting starts, that's not a chesaron of Tmimais, so what's the difference night and day? And if it is a chesaron of Tmimais, what's the difference night and day? Where do you get the line that if you count by night, even though it's 11 and a half hours after Sfira started, but it's called Tmimais? If I count by day, it's not called Tmimais. What's the vart? He vibes the Sarachin. Very interesting question. L'chari, you have to say that the Rishonim understood that they understood it from the Gemara, that the Yom and the Laila are like two separate chafzes. He's looking at his one 24-hour period. If I need to count in the beginning of the 24-hour period in order to be Tmimais, so even by night it should be a problem. If the pshat is, as long as the counting period started in the beginning of the 24-hour period, that's not a problem with Tmimais. So what's the difference in night and the day? Terry says two things. There's night and day are two separate chefzes. as long as I have the right night, that's not a chesaron to me. I'm not missing something. I'm not missing a davar shalim. But if I'm missing the whole night, that's called a chesaron to me. So you could say it one of two ways. You could say, if you want, that since the night and the day are two separate chefsis, so as long as I count it by night, the night is counted. And when the night is counted, the whole night is counted. But if I didn't count by night, that means the night is not counted. If the night is not counted, I'm missing to me mice. That's one way you could say it, easier way to say it. But according to that, the Taisus and Menachis and the Shulchan Aruch brings this, is that you should count as early as possible. Why? Because the earlier you count, the more tamimus it will be. So it sounds like it's not considered a count of the whole night. But I guess you have to say it like this. Einachinami. It's only a count from the time I counted forward. But as long as I didn't miss the entire night, v'di'evan al kopanim, even though it's not completely tamimus, but I have enough tamimus. I didn't miss any full chefza. But if I miss the entire night, that's called a chesaron, that will be ma'ak of the tamimus. That's the Chari Egan afterlife. Now, Tais also discusses the Bahag Svarim. He says, "Mshachach laila v'yayim la yimna aid b'bracha." They mean in tmimais v'leka. If you're missing an entire 24-hour period, you do not count again by the next day because you need tmimais. And the Bahag is going with the sheet that you could count by day. That's not a chesaron in tmimais because the evid it's kasha by day. But if you miss an entire day, entire 24-hour period, the Yom V'Laila, then it's a problem of Tumimais. So here Taisus brings it and seems to agree with it. Taisus Menachas HaSamak Vav brings it, and he says, V'teima G'dayla Hu V'lo Yitachin. So Teima G'dayla, it's impossible to say that. And the Rosh and the Pesachim also says, Einir L'mi, D'chol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Ne'atzmihi. Why is it a Teima G'dayla V'lo Yitachin? Well, the Rosh is saying, M'shat Nari, because each night is its own separate mitzvah. So it can't be a problem with Tumimais if you're missing one night, because this night's a new mitzvah. And I saw the Arletzian, Chelagal, Simulam, and Vav, that the problem is, why would you make a bracha every night? If it's all one big mitzvah, why would you make a bracha every night? See, the Biskei Rav in Menachas explains the Machlekes. Taisus holds that every day is a separate mitzvah. And why do you make a bracha every day? Yeah, because they're a separate mitzvah. And what is the Bahag goal? The Bahag goal is that it's one big mitzvah. You see, the Sefer Chinuch also says Mefurish that that's the Pshat in the Bahag. He says like this, V'yesha amru, shemisha shakach lo'imani yaymachat, she'enach lo'imani ba'yisa shana, fisha kula mitzvah achasi. It's all one mitzvah. V'keim shakach mena yaymachat, v'ech kol ha'cheshman batal v'menu, the whole cheshman is batal, it's all one big mitzvah. And the Biskei Rav says, so why do you make a bracha every night if it's one big mitzvah? He says, that's a din. That's a din by all mitzvahs, that even if it's one mitzvah, but if you're not mekayim the mitzvah in one shat, the mitzvah is divided into different parts, you make a bracha on each part. I don't understand where he says that. Where do you find such a thing that if it's one big mitzvah and you divide it into parts, you make a bracha on each part? L'chayil l'mashal, by bir chametz, we make a bracha by the b'dikas chametz al bir chametz, but we're not mekayim the mitzvah yet until we actually burn it the next day, and we don't make another bracha. Also, the mashal it says shama teisha tkiyas b'tesh shayis yiyitza. So someone hears a tkiya at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he takes a break and he hears another sound of the shayfer at 10 o'clock in the morning. Where he's yitza shayfer, does he make another bracha? I don't think he makes another bracha. So I'm not sure what the Biskei Rav means that he just says, well, the Bahag holds it's one mitzvah. And that they make other brachas, that's a din. When a mitzvah is divided into different parts, you make a bracha on each part. Where do you find such a thing? Chaisisht. But I want to clear another pshat in the bag. Not that the pshat in the bag is that it's all one big mitzvah. See, the man, at the end of Pesachim, he brings Rav Yehuda Gaon, which I think might be the bag, or might be a different sefer bag from Rav Yehuda Gaon. He brings Rav Yehuda Gaon that makes a chilik between the first night and other nights. He says, if you miss the first night, then you can't cancel you that year. Because they're excited to me, mice. But if you miss any other night, then it's not a problem. The Torah also brings the same thing from Rav Sadi Gaon. The Ran brings from Rav Hai Gaon that, so you have Rav Yehuda Gaon and Rav Sadi Gaon, Rav Yehuda Gaon is brought in the Ran, Rav Sadi Gaon in the Torah, that say that if you miss the first night, then you can't count anymore. But if you miss any night in the middle, then you still could count. So the Rambam brings from Rav Haigayin and says, one second, if you need tumimos, what's even any night is a problem with tumimos. So now that's what he says, you can never make a bracha again. That's what the Torah brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. So it sounds like there's three shittas. The Taisus and the Rosh, the Rav Haigayin, the Torah, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah hold that if you're missing a day, you can count the rest of the days with a bracha. Yeah, the Rav Haigayin holds that way. There's never a chsar in the tumimos. The Bahag, the way the Rishonim bring the Bahag, the way Taisus brings it down, is if you miss any night, you can't count the rest of the nights. The Ran, the Shem of Vidayagain, the Torah, the Shem of Sadegain, is Bechal between the first night and the other night. So what's Taka the Chilak? If it's all one big mitzvah, what's the Chilak between the first night and every other night? So I think we could say, a different Shad in the Bahag. The Emes is also masking that every night's a separate mitzvah. That's why I make a bracha. But there's a Tanai of Tumimais. It's not called counting unless I'm counting between us. If I'm not counting between us, I'm not Yetzer any night. Even though there's 49 separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah to count this night, another mitzvah to count that night, another mitzvah to count that night. But if I'm missing in the count, so from the time I'm missing and on, I'm not being Mekayim a mitzvah. Because the Torah wanted the count to be Tmimais, and now it's impossible for me to have a Tmimais count. I have a few rayas to this. First, the Bialacha brings the Ritz Geis that says like this. He says, you know why you still let a count even though you're missing a day? Because you have Tmimais. Why? Because first of all, every week, you count the week. So since you're counting the weeks, that's called Tmimais. Second of all, even though you missed a day, but the next day you could say that yesterday was this and this day, and today is the next day. So even though I didn't count on that day, it's still not a chesaron Tmimais because I could say that yesterday was this count. Now, neither of these two eitzes are going to help you be mekayim the mitzvah of today. You have to count every day, and you didn't. But the teretz is, avada, each day is a separate mitzvah. No, this is a tnai of tmimais. So for the tnai of tmimais, the Ritz Geis is saying that the fact that you counted the week, or the fact that the next day you said yesterday was that day, at least it helps you for tmimais. Another ayah in the Truma Sedeshin. Question is like this. If you missed the night, and then you counted the next day, is that considered tmimais? So there's one cheshbon that it's like a svek sveka. Right, we have a machlokes rishonim if you yaitzah when you count by day. Even if you're not yaitzah, we have a machlokes if missing a day you could still count. So mainly you could count with a bracha because of a svek sveka. But the Truma Sedeshin says something else. The Truma Sedeshin says that even if you're not yaitzah by day, but if you miss by night and you counted by day, the kuli alma you could continue making a bracha. He says the mikri shapet tumimah savla dila gemechad legamri. If you didn't miss a day fully, it's still not a chsayin of tumimahs. So it sounds like this. I'm not yetzer today, because I have to be yetzer, I have to count by now, like a venetam. But still, I did count. I count in a way that I'm not yetzer, but I did count. So that's not a chsayin of tumimahs. The Mordechai here says, very similarly, he says that when you count by day, he says, schar svir ikka, schar svir bizman eleka. The Chai means a svara. I didn't do the mitzvah of counting, but I did count, nafkamina, that I'm still tmimais, I'm still in it. So L'chai, that can answer the kasha that the Rishayim asked, if Haigayim asked, and if Yudayim, and if Sanyigayim, what's this in the first night and the middle nights? So maybe you could say like this, if the problem is a tnai of tmimais. So maybe you could say, if I counted till this day, and I counted after this day, so there's an implied count for this day, kind of like the Ritz Geis. Even if I didn't say, yesterday was kach v'kach. If I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and I skipped 5, and the next day I counted 6, so there's an implied count for 5. It's not a chesaron in tumimus. But if I didn't count 1, that there's no way to make up. There's no implied count for 1, right? So that I can't make up. You see, the Arletzim, which I mentioned, was discussing a good shaila, which is his negeya. Let's say somebody knows he's going to have an operation in the middle of Sri Yisraimer and he won't be able to count a few days. Is he allowed to start counting with a bracha? He knows for sure he's not going to be able to finish. And it's svarah to say, now listen, it's a safek brachas, right? I mean, there is a sheet that you can make a bracha, and if you don't count all the days, but according to the sheet that's at hand, since you know you're not going to complete it, it's all one mitzvah, you're not going to be able to complete the mitzvah, so they'll make the bracha altogether. But that's if you learn like the svara that it's one mitzvah. But if you learn it's a tnai, then at least it's possible to say that the Tanai, until you miss the Tmimais, I'm a Kayim the Tanai. The Tanai is that I have to count Tmimais. So I'm counting one, and now I'm counting two. Since till here was Tmimais, so three, four, right? So that's called Tmimais. After I miss from then on, then it's no longer Tmimais. But till I missed, it's Taka Tmimais. I'm Taka Makayim the Mitzvah. If every day is a separate Mitzvah, the Tanai of Tmimais, Lav Dafka, the Tanai of Tmimais means if I didn't finish the count, the mail, I didn't have any count. Coming to Tanai of Tmimais, as long as it didn't miss yet, I'm Makayim the Tanai of Tmimais.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Makayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.